Haynesboro Assembly members meet with Excursion Inlet residents for a town hall, and the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay marks its 25th anniversary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more up next. Senator Dennis Egan is winding down his final term representing Juneau, Haines, Skagway, and Gustavus in the Alaska Legislature. The Democrat was the featured speaker at a Juneau Chamber of Commerce function Thursday, likely one of his final public speaking engagements as an elected official. KTOO's Jeremy Shea sat in.
Free of re-election concerns.
What can you do to me? Fire me?
The outgoing state senator waded into two major policy issues that have been making knees jerk for years, the Alaska Permanent Fund and a state income tax.
But we got out with a larger PFD than last year. A lot of folks don't like the amount. But, you know, as a person born and raised here, what did you do to earn that amount?
Lawmakers this year cut the permanent fund dividends to be paid to Alaskans from about $2,700 to $1,600 to help support state government. They also restructured the fund in a way that's expected to reduce dividends from the old formula and keep the dividend sustainable. Then Egan pivoted to income taxes. He recalled working in Juneau as a box boy in the freezer at the Foodland grocery for $1.25 an hour.
I got my paycheck and I went home and I was madder than hell at my dad.
His dad, of course, was Governor Bill Egan.
I said, what is this? They took $10 out for education tax. He says, that's your privilege of going to school. Pay more attention.
So, since his youth, he's come around on income taxes.
Some of you don't like it, but I really think that we ought to go back to some kind of a progressive income tax so all of us have skin in the game and we understand and pay more attention on where our resources and our funds are going.
But Egan wasn't optimistic that the next legislature would make it happen.
We didn't do it again this year, and I don't know, we probably won't do it again in the next session, but it's going to be someone else's fault. And few candidates in the room, blame them.
An income tax would be one part of a sustainable state fiscal plan that doesn't exist.
Because of an election year, folks are scared to death to go home and try to confront these issues. We have to quit doing that, folks. We have to answer the issue and try to resolve the problem. We can't keep kicking the can down the road.
He also noted a major disappointment of his tenure. He wasn't able to get legislation through that gives public employees an option for a pension-style retirement plan. New employees right now have retirement plans they can readily transfer when they leave the public sector, which makes leaving easier. If the state had a pension-style option, Egan and others argue, it would help with recruitment and retention. Egan was appointed to the Senate in 2009 to fill a vacancy. He's the most senior member of Juneau's three-person legislative delegation, none of whom are seeking re-election. Egan gave the incoming delegation some advice.
We have to be nice to everyone. We have to work with everyone, whether you're an R or a D or, you know, I have a bunch of different names out there now. But, you know, you have to get along or you don't get anything accomplished.
He cited securing the $140 million to rebuild the Alaska State Museum as the Andrew P. Kashevarov State Library Archives and Museum as a perfect example.
You have to get along with people. That's the only way you have at least some opportunity of getting things accomplished.
And Egan's self-deprecating sense of humor is part of what's helped him get along.
I'm almost out of time. I'm out of notes. And I skipped a bunch of them.
In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Haynesboro Assembly members met face-to-face with residents of Excursion Inlet on Friday. The town hall-style meeting took place at the Ocean Beauty Fish Processing Plant. Residents voiced questions, comments, and concerns about a number of issues affecting their community. The first issue raised at the town hall was the recent transfer of state lands to the borough. In October, the borough selected a number of parcels to be conveyed by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. The borough is in the process of acquiring the title for the land, which is located to the northwest of Neva Lake. Residents wanted to know what the plans were for this land. They were most concerned about maintaining local access to the lake. Borough planner Holly Smith responded that currently there are no proposals for that land.
We serve the public at large, the Haynesboro residents, so that's what we would work towards with any plan. And in particular, the community that lives here would be taken into account broadly overall.
Borough manager Deborah Schnabel said that the first step is to meet with an appraiser to determine the highest, best use in accordance with the values of the community. Some concerns were raised about Excursion Inlet's relationship with the rest of the borough. While the small community is part of the Haynesboro, it's located about 60 miles as the crow flies from the Haynes town site. Resident Bruce Gordon said he does not want to pay taxes for services that he is not receiving. For example, Excursion Inlet residents pay taxes that help fund the Haynes police force, which they don't use. Gordon says he calls the state trooper in Hoonah in the event of an emergency, because he can respond quicker.
You're not going to tax us unless we get a car.
Right.
You know, I just bring this up to remind you guys that we are part of the borough.
When Assemblymember Brenda Josephson asked if residents would like a police officer to be stationed in Excursion Inlet, residents responded no and that they didn't want to be taxed for one either. At several points throughout the meeting, road maintenance was discussed. Borough manager Deborah Schnabel mentioned that residents have the option to create a road maintenance service area to determine which services they want and how much each resident would pay in taxes to fund those services. Some residents were opposed to paying more taxes for expanded services. Borough Assembly member Sean Mady offered another suggestion.
If you guys are going to be doing the work yourself and you're going to be paying for taxes for stuff that we're not going to be providing you because you're not asking them, why don't you send us a list instead of resolutions and service areas, send us a list of tools you might need.
Yeah, maybe.
We need a track hoe, price one out, tell us what you need. We're coming up on budget right now.
Resident Chuck Elliott agreed that a decent track hoe would be invaluable to the work he has been doing on local roads. Mark Warner of Doc Warner's Adventures offered to rent his track hoe to the borough for road maintenance. Assembly members were open to the idea and encouraged residents to send a proposal before the assembly finalizes its budget this summer. The Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay was set to mark its 25th anniversary last year, but June snow in Haines Junction caused the event to be canceled. Now the 2018 race will mark the quarter century anniversary. KHNS's Abby Collins has more.
Just over 1,200 riders and 200 volunteers are expected to participate in this year's bicycle race from Haines Junction in the Yukon to Haines, Alaska. Mike Kramer is the race coordinator.
It is round two. We're calling it the 25th anniversary again because we really did not have the 25th last year.
Participants race in teams of 2, 4, or 8, and some take on the trek solo. The journey along the Haynes Highway is nearly 150 miles, taking runners over a mountain pass. The weather can be variable and sometimes surprising. In 2017, the race was called off after organizers and participants woke up to a blanket of snow on the ground where the event starts in Haines Junction. Despite the cancellation, one group of riders completed the entire race on unicycles. The team asked organizers to add an official unicycle category, but Kramer says while the request was considered, it just wouldn't work for this race. Though unicyclists can still participate unofficially.
The unicycles, hats off to what they did last year and what they just do on a regular basis, but because of their slower travel speed, it's not something that fits into our event.
While Kramer hopes snow won't be an issue, there's one road condition organizers are concerned about: ongoing construction on the Haynes Highway.
It's a 2-mile section, and right now our understanding is up to 1 mile of that could be of a fairly coarse material that's up to 4 inches in diameter. And so that is a concern. The rest of it would be just compacted gravel.
To ensure the safety of riders, Kramer says they will be presented with a few options.
And so we're basically have explained to riders and teams, and we'll continue to explain to them that they have a bunch of choices. They can try and ride through there if they've got like a road bike that's got wider tires on it. They can switch to a mountain bike. And if neither of those things feel safe to them, then they also have the option of having their support vehicle pick the rider up, load the bike on, drive for the 2 miles, and then unload the rider and let them continue to ride.
The race is Saturday, June 16th. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.